This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on James, J-A-M-E-S, Jennings, J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S, J-E-N-N-I-N-G-S, date of birth April 12, 1976, patient seen for Dr. Nolan Lang of Denton State Supported Living Center. Dear Dr. Lang, thank you for this referral and thank you for your continued support. This is a ...45-year-old patient from Denton State Supported Living Center, sent here for evaluation for osteoporosis and possible reclassed infusion. Symptoms: patient does not communicate. Past medical history: patient has history of intellectual disability secondary to perinatal hypoxia. Patient also has past quadriplegia. Patient has history of seizure disorder. Patient has history of osteoporosis, recent DEXA scan on 3/19/21 did show osteoporosis. Patient also has history of hemolytic anemia in the past. New paragraph. Patient used to be on Prolia and now he's being evaluated to switch to reclassed on account of his history of DRESS, D-R-E-S-S, infection and malignancy, possible malignancy that could happen from Prolia. New paragraph. His recent lab WBC 9.7, hemoglobin slightly low at 12.7, hematocrit 39.2, platelet 235, RDW was 19.2, suggestive of slight iron deficiency. His CMP showed creatinine of 0.39, clearance was almost 200. His LDH was elevated at 650, and folate were normal limits. His iron was 23, ferritin was 259. Heptoglobin level was low at -3, suggestive of autoimmune hemolytic anemia. His DATIGG was positive. Direct antiglobulin also was positive. New paragraph. Physical exam. He is in wheelchair. He does not communicate. IZNT unremarkable. He keeps eyes closed. Chest, lungs were clear. Heart regular. Abdomen soft. Extremities muscle wasting. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. Osteopenia and history of osteoporosis. History of being on Prolia. Now a desire to switch to reclass. Diagnosis 2, autoimmune hemolytic anemia. Diagnosis 3, intellectual disability. Diagnosis 4, spastic quadriplegia. New paragraph. Recommendations: I'll go ahead and start an IV and give him reclassed 5 milligram in 250 D5 sorry, 250 normal saline over 2 hours. His hemoglobin at this point is stable, so we'll just watch it. Patient is on anti-seizure medication also. That might contribute to his anemia too. New paragraph. Thank you again for your referral, and we'll be happy to see the patient in follow-up when necessary. Otherwise, reclassed infusion would be in 1 year. Thank you. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Nodal Lang and to Denton State Supportive Living Center. Thank you.